This is Radio Nepal. I am Ishan Shrestha with the news. The headlines first. Massive flood at Thame Vuttukuzhi River in Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality in Solokhumbu District causes widespread destruction. Downstream residents urge to remain vigilant. United States Deputy Secretary of State Richard R. Verma pays a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Issues of bilateral relations and mutual welfare discussed. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Agriculture Ministry to arrange chemical fertilizers for farmers on time, and Thailand's Parliament picks former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra's daughter Pethongtrang Shinawatra as Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. A massive flood in Vuttukuzhi River at Thame of Ward No. 5 in Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality in Solokhumbu District has caused widespread destruction. According to District Police Office Solokhumbu, the flood swept away a person while 14 houses were completely damaged. The identity of the missing one is yet to be established. Nepal Police and Nepal Army have been deployed in the rescue operation. The details of their losses are yet to be received. Meanwhile, the downstream residents have been urged to remain vigilant. The glacial lake outburst is believed to have caused the flood. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the Agriculture Ministry to arrange the chemical fertilizers for farmers on time. Addressing a discussion with Minister of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ramnath Adhikari and high officials in the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Simhadarbha today, Prime Minister Oli directed to estimate the required fertilizer for November-December and initiate the purchase procedures from now onwards. Prime Minister Oli suggested to create an environment for adopting profit-oriented collective farming system. The Prime Minister also directed to come up with a clear plan to research the possible areas of the fish farming, milk production, orange and cash crop farming. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung said a cabinet meeting approved the India visit program of a delegation under the leadership of Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana. The cabinet meeting, which was held on 15th of August, approved 5-day visit of the delegation under the Foreign Minister Rana to India from 18th of August. Similarly, the government is to accept concessional loan worth $150 million from International Development Association of World Bank. According to the information provided in a news conference organized at the Communications Ministry today, prior permission has been given to Lalitpur Metropolitan City to establish sister city relationship with Alna Ude City of Russia. The United States Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, Richard R. Verma, has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. According to Prime Minister Oli's secretariat, today's meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Simhadarbha, they discussed the matters of bilateral relations and mutual welfare, recalling the 77-year bilateral relations between the two countries. Deputy Secretary of State Verma said it is the matter of happiness for the U.S. to be a partner in Nepal's development. The ambassador also congratulated Nepal for taking the transitional justice towards logical conclusion. The United States Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, Verma, has arrived today on a long day visit to Nepal. United Nations Resident Coordinator Hana Singer Hamadi has paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. At a bilateral meeting held at Home Ministry in Simhadarbha today, Home Minister Lekhak lauded the role of the United Nations. On the occasion, the Home Minister appreciated the roles of the Nepal Army and Nepal Police in the UN peacekeeping missions and urged Resident Coordinator Hamadi to take initiative to increase the number of Nepali peacekeepers in the U.S. missions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छनि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ambassador of United Kingdom to Nepal, Rob Finn, has paid a courtesy call to CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. In the meeting held at Dahal's residence in Kumaltar, Lloydbrook today, the Maoist Center Chair informed Ambassador Finn that the House of Representatives has passed a bill related to transitional justice that emphasizes on victim-friendly justice, stating that he had taken the initiative to push forward the TJ Bill when he had been heading the government. Former Prime Minister Dahal believed it will contribute to the world peace as well when the bill is enacted into law. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has called on the media to constantly play the role of watchdog to make the government accountable to the people. Inaugurating the RSS Media Museum established at the central office of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti RSS today, he urged journalists to play constructive roles to make the government answerable to general public. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Thailand's parliament has picked Pentongtarn Shinawatra, the daughter of billionaire tycoon and former leader Thaksin, as prime minister. According to the BBC, 37-year-old Shinawatra will be the country's youngest prime minister and second woman in the post after her aunt Yingluck. Her selection comes just 2 days after former Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin was dismissed by a constitutional court. Both are from the Phu Thai Party, which came second at the 2023 election but formed a ruling coalition. Ms. Pentongtarn faces the difficult task of reviving Thailand's stalled economy and avoiding the military coups and court interventions which have deposed four previous administrations led by her party. Ms. Pentongtarn, who received 319 endorsement and 145 against votes, is the fourth member of the Shinawatra clan to become prime minister in the past 2 decades. The other three, including her father Thaksin and aunt Yingluck, were deposed by military coups and constitutional court rulings. The same court dismissed Mr. Thavisin on Wednesday for appointing to his cabinet a former lawyer who was once jailed. Indian doctors have called for a nationwide shutdown of hospital services as public fury over the rape and murder of a trainee medic in the eastern city of Kolkata last week mounts. Al Jazeera cited the Indian Medical Association IMA, the country's largest grouping of medics with 400,000 members, as saying the 24-hour shutdown would be implemented on Saturday, affecting most hospitals' departments except for essential services. The shutdown comes after thousands of people took to the streets in several cities to express their outrage at the rape and murder of a 31-year-old trainee doctor whose brutalized body was found on 9th of August at Kolkata's state-run R.G. Kern Medical College and Hospital. On Friday, large protests were held in various cities, including Kolkata, the capital city of West Bengal state, Mumbai in the west, and Hyderabad in the southern India, demanding justice and better security at medical campuses and hospitals. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudarshan Province and at a few places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarshan Province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Massive flood at Thame Fotekusi River in Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality in Solokhumbu District causes widespread destruction. Downstream residents urged to remain vigilant. United States Deputy Secretary of State Richard R. Verma pays a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, issues a bilateral relations and mutual welfare discussed. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Agriculture Ministry to arrange chemical fertilizers for farmers on time. And Thailand's Parliament picks former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra's daughter, Pethongtram Shinawatra, as Prime Minister. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.